Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
Hey, what's up, Bar listeners? Before we get into this episode, I want to let you know that today's show is brought to you by AGTV. That's right. The people that made the American Gospel documentary has come up with a streaming service app that's pretty much like Netflix for solid biblical content. Go to watch AGTV. Use the code BAR, the number one, to get 10% off the monthly rate. AGTV is so awesome. They also have our very own Just Thinking podcast on there. So you want to make sure you go to watchagtv.com. Use the code BAR, the number one, for 10% off.
Welcome to the bar, come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast, the living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed. Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And we love to start every show off by thanking the listeners. Appreciate you guys tuning into The Bar, your favorite podcast every Tuesday. I thank you so much. And I also do every week is I bring in awesome guests. This guest, we met actually on Instagram. And for some reason, I think we met face to face, but we're going to find that out in a few minutes. But I have on none other than my brother from another mother. What's going on, man?
Oh, not much, man. Just hanging out. I just got off work and just had to come by the post office to pick up some Banner of Truth mail.
Nice. That's always good mail. Yeah. So yeah, listen, sure, man, introduce yourself to my listeners and get into a little bit about your testimony and then into, the ministry and things that we're going to promote big time on here.
All right. Well, my name's John David James, and I am living about an hour south of Greenville, South Carolina, in the wonderful town of Greenwood. I'm originally from Augusta, Georgia, and I've been in prison several times, struggled with addiction for a long time, heroin addiction, and I used to be a member of a pretty intense old gang affiliation. And but when the Lord saved me out of that, and even more so, for a long time, I thought that, theology and when I discovered Reformed theology, it was like a whole new world opened up. But it took a lot of, I fell into a very grievous sin during my time in Greenville. I was a student at Greenville Seminary part-time, and I fell into an adulterous relationship and ended up going back to prison. And realized there that, my heart was still dead and I hadn't been changed. And the Lord was gracious and he saved me through that. And so now I'm out of prison and, like I said, living in Greenwood and trying to serve God's church the best way I can, brother.
Awesome, man. Awesome. That is awesome to hear. Just the stages that you went through in this whole journey, man, because it's definitely a journey. I was getting interviewed last night talking about, the different stages I went through, by God's grace. I didn't end up in prison, but not to say I didn't do anything to end up in prison. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
That's just the difference. And so you're in Greenwood. So have we met? Let me figure that part out.
You're in Greenville, right?
I literally moved to North Carolina the month of July. So I don't know when this is going to air. So yeah. So it just, whenever I seen your pictures, it looks so familiar. Maybe because you're from Greenwood. My actual brother-in-law lives in Greenwood. So
okay, that's a possibility. I've known you from Facebook affiliations. About 2014, I got involved in some reformed Facebook groups and stuff from a good friend of mine named Samuel Stricker.
Gotcha. So, okay.
Reform Bars group and all that. That's how I kind of got involved.
I see. That might be the connection. Okay. All right. I just had to get that figured out in my head because it was going to nag me.
right.
So, John, man, tell me a little bit about, the ministry that you're developing. I watched some of your YouTubes. They're phenomenal as far as the Bible studies and things like that. Talk a little bit about what inspired you to start it. But first, tell the people what it is. What inspired you to start it, man? And then we'll get into some of the vision of it.
So, like I said, I've been a drug addict for most of my life. You know, I really, I've been to these 12-step meetings for a long time. You know, I've been to AA and it can be profitable to an extent. The Lord uses it, but so this ministry it's developing slowly. You know, like I said, I've been out of prison a very short time, so this is very in the early stages. But it's called Recovery Reformation, and we are going to take recovery and we're going to take it back for the glory of God. That's kind of my little slogan, you know. Reformed theology is biblical theology. You know, it's the truth of God's word. And I've met recently with some biblical counselors. Some people call it nouthetic counseling, and they do a lot of ministry with addicts. And so what I'm trying to do is just, there's really no hope in these 12-step programs because it fails to address the deeper issue of sin.
Right.
You know, sobriety is a byproduct of our fellowship and communion with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And without Christ, you know, there's no hope. There's no hope for any of us. And really, we all suffer from the same worship disorder, whether it manifests itself in addiction or, you know, I kind of have this shoe buying habit right now. Oh, it kind of manifests itself in that way, you know, but like, some people shop too much. Some people eat too much. You know, some people are just, but it's all idolatry, you know, and the answer is Christ and Christ using his word through the power of the Holy Spirit to change our hearts. So, and I've just seen, man, I've been to so many funerals. Whenever I was before I was really out of high school, you know, when my grandparents were still alive, my grandpa used to cry because, I mean, I was going to funerals, a dozen times a year sometimes, you know. My friends dying from overdoses and DUIs and suicides. I was recently released and I met this guy, man, and we hadn't known each other a week and he overdoses and dies, you know. And I just believe that Christ can set us free, man, and people need to know that, you know. And there's a lot of syncretism. There's a lot of Christians in AA, but they're just ignorant of the underlying presuppositions of it. You know, it's really right. Idolatry, man. And I'm trying to kind of bring that to the light slowly. On top of doing that, I really am more focused right now on, I do make these YouTube videos, short little videos just to try to encourage people, through what I've learned, but also I reach out to my brothers I was in prison with. A lot of guys I was in prison with, and if I don't know if a lot of your listeners probably have been to jail, maybe, and there's that guy who's getting out, and he's like, man, I'm going to come back, I'm going to reach out to you. So this is something I'm trying to do. I try to help these guys through correspondence. I have a pastor, an ARP pastor in town, who's kind of partnering with me to disciple inmates through correspondence and through solid biblical and reformed literature.
Nice. No, that's awesome, man. Like I told you in the DM, I have a heart and passion for the guys, man, that are incarcerated, man. Two of my classmates that are really close classmates doing long bids. I'm not sure the exact sentence, man, but they've been in for a long time. You know, I wrote letters and, you know, I just try to stay connected, man, because I know there's so much inside, man. So talk about that experience, man. You know, was the prison thing partially where you developed, you know, this idea to come out and kind of develop this program?
So, I've been in prison three times. And the first time in South Carolina, they have what's called the Youthful Offenders Act. First time I went to prison, I was kind of under that. And that's when I really, you know, I knew that I didn't want to be in prison. You know, I was 21. I was really scared. So I started reading the Bible. But when I got out, you know, I did a year, got out and quickly fell back into addiction. And then I went back for a short time after that. And then this last time I got an 8-year sentence in 2018. They were concurrent sentences. I got 5 years here in Greenwood, so I had to serve a 2-year sentence. While I'm in there, man, I was, over the years, I've been discipled by several really godly men. One of them in particular, his name is Lowell Ivey. He's the pastor of Reformation Presbyterian Church in Virginia Beach. And, Lowell did 17 years in prison in Texas. And, he has an awesome testimony. I really won't get into that. He has, Ligonier did, these Stories of Grace. They have one on YouTube of Lowell Ivey's story. So he can tell it better than I can, but I'll just say that he spent a lot of time trying to get me to really, you know, see that I really wasn't bearing much fruit, you know? And then, so God just used my sin and he even used the state, you know, to send me to prison to really lay hold of me. And when I was in prison this time, I wasn't living for the Lord, man. I was in there involved in some wicked activity. And I really just felt despaired. I felt like God had left me. I was like Esau. I was seeking for repentance with tears, but it was fleeting, you know, and really it wasn't until I got out and I realized that, you know, I should be dead. And it was that goodness of God that leads us to repentance. And really since then, man, the Lord's been so gracious. He really has. So, but anyway, that's kind of, I feel like, right now serving people is how I'm kind of, I'm staying on track in a sense,
right.
You know, I'm a member of a Presbyterian church, a PCA church here in town, and I have an OPC minister who counsels me, and we're trying to plant a church actually here in Greenwood. So I try to be under the care of elders, and you know, that's important if anybody is wanting to start a ministry. You know, it's right. Always in the context of the local church. So while I'm not trying to plant a church or really necessarily teach, I'm more sharing experience, practical type things. I really am not trying to teach I'm not a pastor. I'm not fit to be a pastor. You know what I mean? Nothing like that. So I just want to make that clear. I'm not an ordained minister or nothing like that. I'm not seeking to be. I'm just seeking to share my experience with other people who are trapped in addiction so they can find the freedom, man. There's freedom in the gospel. And like, I'm just trying to point to Jesus. I'm just nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody. I like that. I like that saying.
That's the throwback right there, man.
Yeah. I just heard that recently.
Really?
Yeah. I've never heard that.
That's actually a song from the 80s.
No, man, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I was just a little baby back then. So
the Williams brothers, and that's the chorus. Just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody. Well, their line is about somebody who can save anybody. That's their line. That is cool, man. No, that's actually why I wanted to reach out, man. Just, you know, the servant heart, the humility, wanting to help the least of those. You know, a lot of times in the reform circles, you know, you everybody want the glamorous, you know, the job that puts them on stage or the job that gets them invited to conferences, you know, but not the job, you know, that you know, to the least of those, like Christ talked about, man, and a lot of people forget about those that are incarcerated. And that's something I really, you know, strive not to do.
Right.
So that's want to make sure that I wanted to make sure that you get on here and not just you, man, per se, but just your what you're doing. Because what I've learned with the bar is sometimes hearing somebody else doing it, it's in the back of somebody else's mind. And then that might inspire them to do it in their area. You know,
right.
So I'm not necessarily trying to promote you as more or less promote the work of Christ and the need for the work. So that's why I got you here, man. And so real quick before the break, man, what are some of the, I guess, dreams and visions you have for this and what are some of the things you would like to see accomplished? I mean, of course, for the glory of God, of course, but what are some of the things you'd like this to develop into?
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad you asked because I was just thinking of that. I want to, it's not about me. You know, I might have been sharing this on the YouTube channel. You know, I had this little YouTube channel and I kind of do some Facebook videos. And another thing, I try to be a mediator. If somebody you know is in addiction or struggling, I try to be a mediator to good, solid, reformed discipleship programs. I have a connection through this guy, Mark Shaw. And CJ McMurray, they have a website, theaddictionconnection.org. So that's another part. But my main goal right now is that people will reach out and want to join the work. It's not about me. It's about Christ. And it is simple. It's easy. You know, you can set up these accounts. Oh, I do it on my phone, text messages. I throw some money on my telephone where these guys call. I talked to two friends yesterday who were incarcerated. One of them's doing 20 years and he's living for the Lord, man. He was my roommate and he's doing so good. And then sending literature, you know, and really it's kind of growing, man. It's people are joining in, but that's really what my vision is, just people to kind of join in the work. It's not about me. I'm not trying to promote myself. There's guys in there are lonely and they're hurting.
Right.
And I was that guy, you know, I was in there kind of suffering and I felt like that the church had kind of left me, in a sense, you know, I felt really alone. And, but you know what? It was so awesome while I was in there. I don't know who sent it to me, but I got a Reformation study Bible. I got some good literature, you know, from, nobody. I don't know who sent it. I really don't know. I got a Table Talk, subscription. So, but those things really, we're encouraging, man. And, you know, it says, remember the sighing of the prisoner and to reach out or, about like you were in prison with them. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can't really quote it. You put me on the spot, Dwayne.
I didn't, you put yourself on the spot.
No,
that's dope, no, man. I love
people
that.
Get involved, man. Yeah, I really want people to get involved. I'd like them to reach out and let's do this, you know, and it'll keep men from going. I believe, you know, like I said, my friend Lowell did 17 years. He was converted in solitary confinement, you know, and God has truly changed his life. And I know several men like that. But that's the answer, you know, that's the answer to everything. That's the answer to our problems.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. It's so easy to forget about those incarcerated, man. It's
right.
So easy because you got life going on and, you know, I mean, right now we kind of feeling it from COVID, you know, because you don't see people in passing and things like that. It's so easy to just let those people slip from your mind, man. And I just challenge people to not let that happen, you know, even to myself, you know, to continue to reach out, you know, because you reach out and you think you've done your good deed. But, you know, when you said send literature, that's something I need to do. I need to get some good books in those guys' hands that I aforementioned, you know, because I'm sure they're probably getting some other stuff, you know. So, that's dope, man. So right here, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey, what's up? We're Guys with Bibles. I'm Scott.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Lee.
We're just three Reformed Baptists getting back to the foundations of our faith and the 1689 Confession, studying Scripture,
discussing doctrine,
and glorifying God.
You're going to get the gospel and hear some sound teaching straight from the Scriptures.
And you're also going to hear a lot of laughs, mispronounced Old Testament names,
and almost episodic references to Job and my trip to Israel.
Check out the Guys with Bibles podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or the podcatcher of your choice.
And visit our website, guyswithbibles.com, to read our blog posts too.
Thanks, guys. We're Guys with Bibles, and we're out. God bless. See you soon.
No, you won't. It's a podcast.
I can see through the podcast.
All right, we're back in here with my friend John. John, this is the three signature bar questions. These are the three questions I ask all of my guests. First signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, man. Well, I like hip-hop music. So, you know, that's kind of how I was raised around in that type of culture. I wasn't listening to Christian hip-hop.
Right.
But so when I became a Christian, I kind of was like, well, I can't listen to that anymore. So I kind of stopped listening to that kind of music. I listened to Sons of Korah. They sing some psalms, but man, I love Christian hip hop. Of course, I like Shaolin. I really like Evangel, Beautiful Eulogy, Eshan Burgundy, Timothy Brendel. I listen to guys like that. I like Chris Jones, Results, really good. Ivy Connerly. So these guys are always jamming on my playlist.
Yeah, you got to add my man T Barlow. T Barlow has to be on your list. He's a part of the Bar Podcast Network.
Dude, I haven't listened to him. I'm ashamed.
Yeah, you gotta listen to T Barlow. He's actually getting ready to drop a mixtape, so you gotta.
I just started listening to your podcast. I was kind of preparing, and I listened to a few episodes. And
T Barlow does the intro. That intro for my podcast is that's T Barlow.
Right, right. Yeah, I'll have to check him out. Definitely.
Good deal. Next signature bar question: what book or books are you currently reading?
All right. Well, right now I am plugging away slowly through the Christian's Reasonable Service by Wilhelmus Sobrakel, Reformation Heritage Books. It's a 4-volume systematic. I'm also reading a book by Ryan McGraw called Knowing the Trinity. He's a systematic professor at Greenville Presbyterian Seminary. He's a great guy, man. He's awesome. John Owen Scholar. He's the man. He's a good friend of mine. And let's see, what else am I reading? You know, I read like several books. Oh, I'm reading Mark Shaw's The Heart of Addiction. Reading that right now currently as well. And that might be about it. I've got actually a book by J.B. Fesco on the way on the Covenant of Redemption and the King James Version Defended. Those are about the five books. I kind of switch up, you know, so I don't get bored.
Sure. But
that's what I'm reading right now currently.
Gotcha. Okay. Last signature bar question is, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to?
Oh, man. Well, I listen to Rob McCurley from Greenville Presbyterian Church, the Free Church of Scotland Continuing. Rob McCurley is, I've heard people say that Martin Lloyd-Jones was the last Puritan. I would say that Robert McCurley is the last Puritan. Robert McCurley is the man. Check him out. Sermon audio. I listen to him. I listen to Greenville Presbyterians podcast, Confessing Our Hope. I listen to the Bar podcast. Do listen to that now. And I listen to the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals has several different podcasts. I kind of check those out periodically, depending on what kind of controversies are going on in the Reformed Christian world. And then Media Gratiae has a podcast, Behold Your God. Is that it? Is that Media Gratiae?
That is.
Okay. Their podcast is so good. That actually was one of my inspirations for kind of starting those little short 3-4 minute YouTube videos, was listening to A Word in Season. I really enjoyed them. They're really short. You know, a lot of people don't have time to sit through a 30-minute sermon podcast. So something short and quick just to get something to kind of get them through, you know. So that's right. I really love A Word in Season.
Nice. Okay, man.
Yes, sir, man.
That's awesome, bro. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on the show, taking some time with me.
Thank you, bro. I really appreciate the opportunity. I really appreciate it. I can't express my... Yes, sir.
Yes. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to kind of close this out. Any words of encouragement, let them know how to find you and the ministry, and you can do that right here in this space.
Thank you, man. Well, you can reach out. I have a YouTube channel, Recovery Reformation. Also, I'm on Facebook. My Facebook name is Champ James. I have a Facebook page as well, Recovery Reformation. You can reach us at recoveryreformation@gmail.com. And man, I would just say, like Dwayne was saying, just remember those who are lowly, you know, and get involved. It's simple, man. It's easy. It takes a few minutes to, you know, send a book. I can give you addresses. Can show you how to look them up on your phone. I have this little app on my phone. I send emails all day. You can send emails to inmates. You can encourage them, something to get involved with, or if in your own state, however you want to get involved. But you know, it's a good ministry, man, and it's overlooked. And really, people in jails, all they have is these charismatic, well, a lot of word of faith stuff, fundamental Baptist. It's a lot of garbage in there, man. There's not much. Chapel Library does a lot for inmates, but that's about it, man. But yeah, just Dwayne, I just appreciate the opportunity, and thank you so much, brother. I'm encouraged, and I really appreciate it.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Well, we're going to have links to everything you're doing in the show notes so that everybody can check it out and follow. To the Bar listeners, appreciate you guys. Listen to The Bar, your favorite podcast, every Tuesday. Make sure you tune in to The Bar Podcast. Go to thebarpodcast.com to find all the episodes on The Bar Podcast. And if you want to check out the network, go to thebarpodcast.com/network, and you can see all the podcasts on the network. Make sure you go to thebargear.com. Pick you up some fresh bar gear. We got hats, t-shirts, beanies. Oh, man. Till next time, you guys. God bless. We are out.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.